your local and international TV dramas. Call
Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
KCM and Copper Belt Energy Corporation have been urged to pursue an amicable out-of-court resolution to their ongoing debt dispute. Government has emphasized the need to properly regulate capital markets in the country. In international news, Rapid Support Forces leader fighting the Sudanese government has announced a rival government. In sports, Ruben Amorim says Andre Onana will start for Manchester United against Lyon.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Zambia Civil Liberties Union is calling on Konkola Copper Mines and Copper Belt Energy Corporation to pursue an amicable out-of-court resolution to their ongoing debt dispute in the spirit of national interest, economic stability, and the well-being of the people on the Copper Belt. Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza, said ZCLU recognizes the importance of legal obligations and the sanctity of court orders. It is equally vital to consider the broader socio-economic realities that both KCM and the Zambian people face. Mr. Mwanza said KCM, having operated under receivership for an extended period, is currently on a delicate path toward full operational recovery. He said insisting on rigid debt enforcement without considering the prevailing economic climate may hinder KCM's progress and, by extension, undermine the efforts of national economic revival, adding that KCM is not just a business entity, but a cornerstone of the Copper Belt's economy. He has since urged both KCM and CEC to consider alternative dispute resolution mechanisms and act in the best interests of the Zambian people.
While we recognize the importance of legal obligations and the sanctity of court orders, it is equally vital to consider the broader socio-economic realities that both KCM and the Zambian people face. KCM, having operated under receivership for an extended period, is currently on a delicate path towards full operational recovery. Insisting on the rigid debt enforcement without considering the prevailing economic climate may hinder KCM's progress and, by extension, undermine the efforts of national economic revival. We, as the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, believe that it is possible to get an out-of-court settlement. KCM is not just a business entity. It is a cornerstone of the Copper Belt economy.
Area Councillor for Ndala Ward in Luangwa District, Grace Mwanza, has commended the Council's tireless efforts in promoting public health and environmental cleanliness. Yesterday, Luangwa Town Council public health inspectors undertook a comprehensive garbage collection exercise around the central business district, the harbour and surrounding residential areas. This initiative is part of the Council's continued commitment to ensuring that business owners and residents operate in a clean and conducive environment. During the exercise, Ms. Mwanza emphasized the importance of maintaining a clean environment for the well-being of all community members. Ms. Mwanza urged all business owners and individuals working in the area to dispose of their waste at designated collection points. She further highlighted the need for cooperation, particularly from those working around the harbour, encouraging them to carry out their duties responsibly.
The little fee that's being given to us, let us be paying, because this money goes to the fuel that we use in this cluster. Without fuel, we cannot do a very good job here. So make sure that you pay on time. It's a very minimal amount of money that we are supposed to pay to those people who are using our bins. So when we are asked to pay that money, let us pay that money in time so that we do our work. Without fuel, we cannot carry this garbage to go and dump it where it is supposed to be. So don't feel to say they are making us pay. No, that's more revenue that we are getting. We are using it for fuel, specifically for fuel, for collecting the garbage that is being piled here.
In another development, Finance and National Planning Minister Stumbeko Mosokotwane has noted with emphasis the need to properly regulate capital markets in the country. Speaking during the launch of the strategic plan for the Capital Markets Tribunal for 2024 to 2028, Dr. Mosokotwane said this is because capital markets offer essential source of financing to support the country's development aspirations. Dr. Mosokotwane said this will enable the country impart investor confidence as well as encourage more investments in the capital markets. He added that the Capital Markets Tribunal is a key institution of governance and plays a critical role in resolving potential disputes in the capital market, especially for a country like Zambia. Dr. Mosokotwane further said he is confident that with continued collaboration and innovation, the tribunal will achieve its goals and contribute to the growth of the Capital Market Master Plan of 2022.
I'm confident that with continued collaboration, innovation and determination, the tribunal will achieve the goals set forth in this strategic plan and contribute to the growth of the capital markets envisaged in the Capital Markets Master Plan of 2022. Moreover, I'm also confident that the strategic plan sets the stage for the tribunal to grow into a capital markets dispute resolution body of international repute.
Red locust and the African migratory locust have invaded crop fields and vegetation in some districts of Central Province. Central Province Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampwe says the affected districts are Mumbwa, Chiwombo and Chiwuyunji. Dr. Mwanakampwe has disclosed that the locust can spread over a distance of 300 kilometers in one night. He says government will ensure that a solution to the challenge is implemented immediately.
I wish to confirm that like we have heard that in Western Province and southern parts of Southern Province, the African migratory locust ravaged those two provinces. I wish also to confirm that Central Province has now been ravaged by the African migratory locust. The following districts affected: Mumbwa, Chiwombo and Chiwunji. In Mumbwa, having been the first to report the infestation of red locusts in two camps, namely in Alubanda and Muchavi camps, located about 65 and 102 kilometers from the center. The latest survey conducted in the last 2 days indicates that the locust is at different stages of growth, but with over 50% showing that they are in adult stage.
In international news, Mozambique security forces carried out a brutal 3-month crackdown on protesters after the country's election last year, a leading international rights group said Wednesday, citing local activists who alleged that more than 300 people were killed and more than 3,000 were injured in the unrest. In its new report, Amnesty International called on Mozambican authorities to investigate the killings and all rights violations in the wake of the election and to bring law enforcement officials responsible to justice. Thousands of Mozambicans took part in waves in the weeks after the October 9th presidential and parliamentary election, where Daniel Chapo of the ruling Frelimo Party was declared the winner amid allegations of rigging and election fraud raised by his challengers and international observers. The protests were in support of Venancio Modlane, who ran as an independent candidate but was supported by the opposition Podemos Party. The demonstrations intensified after the October 18th killing of Modlane's lawyer and Podemos official, who were fatally shot by gunmen late at night while sitting in a car in Mozambique's capital, Maputo. Still in international news, the commander of the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary group fighting the Sudanese government armed forces, declared that its government, 2 years after war broke out in Sudan in April 2023. The RSF government will rule over parts of the country, including the Western Darfur region, where the United Nations says recent attacks by the group have killed over 400 people. Sudan was plunged into chaos on April 15, 2023, when simmering tensions between the military and the RSF exploded into open warfare across the country.